topic that hits close to home because I'm seeing it unravel before my very eyes. And just recently had another great weekend with my daughter. And, you know, the way we do things is one of them that we do so much. We have friends come over, her friends come over. We had just some people come over that she was comfortable with, right? It was, we did things, we try to plan things, and then something like, for example, we're trying to do a theater show, Sounds of Music, didn't go through. And, you know, just so many positive things. Took her to theater school, you know, she has these individual classes. She has a tryout coming out next month. And basically prepping her for the tryout in the same theater. So it's just teachers that work within the theater that are helping her with the trial, and they love her, and they know her, right? So it was a great weekend of fun and hanging out. And we had, out of all those experiences that were positive and great, my daughter very quickly has gone in a habit of being toxic in a way of, well, for example, like I just put the bunk bed together. I finally did that, right? I got some help, put the bunk bed together, a full-size bunk bed with a trundle. I ended up doing that because if she was going to have girls over, sleep over, they have that place there and they can hang out, right? And ended up putting it together. So Jazz went ahead and was playing around and tested it for me. And they don't make bunk beds like they used to, that's for sure. And she cracked it. Boom, cracked it. And it was, and I could tell that the framework on the bottom, the design of it, it's just one that you have to be delicate. Like it's definitely something that, if you're a big kid, like if you're an eighth grader, you shouldn't be having any business being up there. Even though the frame says nobody over 250 pounds can be up here. And these kids are like 100, 120, right? And it's crazy to me that it broke, right? And I was like, but I wasn't mad. I was like, I'm glad she did that because she was able to test it for me. And now what I'm going to do is get some 2x4s. And just reinforce it on the top bunk so that we don't have any issues if they start horsing around. As you know, kids, they like to play and goof around and jump and all this crazy stuff. Not like boys, right? But they're still at an age where they're playing around and having fun. So I was happy that that happened, but she was kicking herself. Like, oh my God, I'm fat or this and that. I'm like, no one ever said that about you. No one ever even mentioned that about you. No one even blamed you for it. I'm thankful that you did it because, gosh, you know, that's really good to know. So now I let the parents know, like, hey, just letting you know, don't play in the top bunk bed because I don't want kids getting hurt. And that was a good thing. I looked at the positive of that. And someone else could be probably mad because they spent 10 hours building it. But kids are going to be kids. So I don't get caught up in that. You know, they made a mess in the kitchen. I don't get caught up in that. It's like, you gotta let kids be creative in my book, in my world. I encourage positivity. I encourage being good, looking at the great things in life. But my daughter recently has gotten in the mode of always kicking herself down. And that was one incident. And then he had another incident later on at night when she was playing around with her friend and accidentally got in the garage, turned the lights off, and poor friend was scared of the dark, and she was really overreacting about that. So I was able to talk to her. They apologized and all that. But my daughter was like touching, like scratching herself, like trying to. I was like, no, like we're not doing any of that because. And what I was researching was that what's happening now? It's like the toxicity coming from somewhere. I don't know where it's coming from. That's the thing. I'm not gonna place any blame. I know it's not coming from here. Okay. It's not coming from my household. And I told her that. I said, I don't know where you're getting this type of thinking or being this type of way. But in this house, it's full of positivity. It's full of love. No one talks to you in a negative way. No one kicks you down. No one is going to ever get mad at you for making mistakes. As long as you learn from them and apply yourself to be better. And that's what I was telling her. I was like, I wasn't mad at you because of what the incident happened with your friend. I wasn't mad at you. I want to hear your point of view. And then I want to help you learn from it and acknowledge what mistakes were made, if there was any made. And then you move on. That's the way it should be. That's the way you should encourage and nurture a child to be. Like, not to be afraid to make mistakes. Not to be afraid to do certain things. like I said, I'm just seeing these things bubbling up, and I'm not liking that. I'm not liking this negative. And I was looking at people scratching themselves, and I told her, I said, look, I'm just going to say she got the point of me saying, you're not going to be scratching yourself unless I give you a reason to, and I don't give you any reason to. I'm not going to allow that, because if you're allowed a platform to express yourself, to express your feelings, you're allowed a platform to convey what it is that is bothering you, no matter how minute it is. There is a level of encouragement, of positivity, of positive words of affirmation that I am committed to as a parent. And not only that, but then I reinforce it with the experiences that I'm providing, the atmosphere, the efforts that I'm making. And that was something that I had to talk to her about too, that because she was getting in her feelings about why didn't you get me this when you were at that store? And I'm saying to myself, I had to tell her, like, do you get bothered that if I go somewhere and I don't buy something for you every time, that you're going to feel some type of way about it? Are you going to feel sad or jealous or mad? And she was like, no, it's just because other kids talk about it. They just talk about how they have these things. And I told her, why don't you just look at what they say and be happy for them? Instead of you letting jealousy or you letting anger or you letting hurt get in that space, because why couldn't dad buy me this? And what I was trying to explain to her was, hey, listen, yeah, you're right, I didn't buy you that little thing, but guess what, like I went to get some food at a Puerto Rican spot, and she's like, well, that other girl went ahead and said this, right? And I'm like, well, okay, I didn't get you that, but you've been to Puerto Rico, you've had, basically what I'm trying to remind her of is that just because I didn't get you that, it doesn't mean I don't love you any less, or that you should feel like you need to have that experience as well. Like, you have beautiful experiences already. You continue to have many experiences that most kids don't have. I was telling her, right now we're going to the theater to have a one-on-one individual class with your teacher. Not many kids get that. You know, not many kids get to tap out of Disney because they've been there so many times. You know, and I was just giving her, again, positive reinforcement of, don't get caught up in those loops of other kids. Be happy for them. Now, if they're talking down to you, then that's different. But if they're just saying, hey, I got a new toy, hey, I got this thing, and they're just happy about it, just be happy for them. Good for you. That's great. Tell me about it. How does it make you feel? Are you going to do it again? But it's weird because I'm battling some negative energy that she's wanting to sit on, if that makes any sense. Like, she feels more comfortable in the space of complaining, in the space of doubt, in the space of fear, in the space of jealousy, of self-center. And like I said, I know I had part to do with it because she's my only child, but at this stage, I'm trying to bring perspective, because obviously the experiences that she's having do not coincide with the feelings that she's exuding. So like I said, I'm going to have to get some professional help in here, because at the end, I'm fighting something bigger than what I can do, and my words are not resonating. My words of affirmation are not resonating. My positive experiences are not resonating. My level of priority and efforts are not resonating with her. So, and it's just kind of this thing of that when she makes a mistake, she really kicks herself, and there's no need for that. I had to remind her of that, of the fact that we're not in this house. This is a house full of love, baby. Like, I'm not here putting you down. I'm not here kicking you down. I'm not here for any negative things, but just to build you. I told you, when I have my role in life as a parent, I feel is two things, is to love you, to show you what love feels like, the unconditional support and acceptance for who you are, right? To show you that. And then another aspect of that is I got to teach you how to deal with life outside of the world that we live in, the house that we live in. You have to learn how to manage that outside force, which is full of negativity, because people are unhappy out there. People are not in a great place. People are experiencing trauma left and right. And maybe she's dealing with her own trauma, but I'm doing my very best to show her that this trauma is not from here. Because if you're going to complain about not getting something, and then the week before or 2 weeks ago, you're getting a toy that is like a Christmas gift for a lot of people, and you're getting it just like as a regular gift, and you're not seeing the perspective on that, which is what the conversations entail now. It's trying to have her gain perspective on, yeah, you can't have everything, but what you're getting is pretty freaking cool, okay? And if you think about it, you're getting more experiences and things than the average kid. So that's the part that I'm trying to help her understand. In addition to also understanding about not dabbing into self-pity and self-hate when you make a mistake. When things don't go, you're not dumb because you failed. It's just not registering with you a certain way. And we're going to have to work on that. And you're going to have to work on that too. Because we can't have the person, in this case my child, bail out from the work that she has to put in. And I can only do so much, right? I can get mom involved. I don't know the root cause of this. But it's a weird thing to see because you're realizing that your kid is like, this is not the reaction that she should get. Full of gratitude, being happy. And she is all a good time. But it's when that one thing hits. When that one thing hits that, we have a bad moment here. Dennis is quickly sucked into Negativeville. And I'm saying to myself, why? It's like she's wanting to dive in. She loves being in that energy of complaining, of anger, of jealousy, of self-hatred. And it's like, dude, like, no, we're not doing that here. I told her that we're not doing that here. And she got the point. Like, you know, whatever, wherever you're getting that from, whether school, wherever else, I'm not gonna, but in this house, it's never been that way. In my world, it's never been that way. It's always been love. If anything, abundance of love. I call it daddy love, where I'm always waking up to hugs and kisses every day. But, you know, obviously for her, I've had to let her know, like, there's some things we have to change. We have to exercise more. You have to be a little bit more independent emotionally. Like, we have to, you just can't get sad for everything, you know? And I get it. Maybe, it's, you know, and those are deeply rooted issues that I think I have to reach a professional that can help me find that out, can help me understand that. Because I think at the end of the day, that's what we need. I need to nip it in the bud because I don't want this thing to spiral out of control. And that's the thing, is that when we're fighting these outside forces as a parent, and I know there's many moms out there, many dads out there that are trying to do the same thing that I'm doing, but the negative impact of whatever other environments the children are in is too powerful. Like, the power of negativity is fucking sick. Like, it's like when you talk positive, when you're in a good place, people fucking don't understand how you can be all whoopty fucking do. Like, the best thing that they fucking do is like, well, good for you. Well, I'm so happy for you. You know, like, it's like the most passive, it's like the biggest slap passive aggressive move you can do. Like, yeah, you happy. Good for fucking you. Let me be miserable. Or don't even talk to me about that because I'm not even in that zone. And that's just you pretending to be happy. That's how it comes across to me when people say, good for you. I'm proud of you. You know, it's like, come on, man. Like, we all have a responsibility. I'll leave with this. We all have a responsibility as parents to teach our children how to be in the world. And in the world outside of our houses, it's a negative world. People walking around with trauma. People walking around with not being fulfilled in their lives. People not happy with the journey in lives. I get it. You know, no one really taught us how to live life. No one teaches you that. I try now, but now it's a matter of you wanting to take that information and apply it. That's what it is with these kids now. It's not that the information isn't out there. It's more of whether they choose to drink the water or not. And I think for for all of us, man, when we're dealing with these dynamics where our children are taking a slight turn of negativeville, and you're saying to yourself, okay, what's this all about? This is not how we raised you. And now you're trying to unwind those habits. It's a tough deal, man. And I hope it works out. I'm optimistic as always, but there's a lot of work to be done, and hopefully we can get it done so Munchin can be in a better place.